Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast, Season 9, Episode 9. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by three special guests. That's Mr. Amazing, Ryan Shittit, and Obergo! Let's get right into the results.
Why does your voice go down when you say Obergo? Why doesn't it go up more?
Obergo!
The O needs to go up more at the end.
Obergo!
You're off key.
You're putting me on the spot, you little bitch. Anyways, let's get in the results of KSL. Tybo over Kevin. Nenege over Doug. Oberg over Joe. Dave barely beating Brian. Mike over Palmer. And Aaron barely beating me. Game of the week?
By 50 points.
Screw you. No, fuck you. Game of the week, Nenege over Doug. Aaron, what do you got?
Nenege over Doug is definitely a contender for game of the week. But I'm actually going to say that the real game of the week was Dave over Brian.
Ooh, so Brian, what do you think about that? What's your game of the week?
Not me. I was expected to lose.
I didn't expect that at all. You got
My team sucks.
I know they do. Do you want to trade?
My whole team? Yes.
All right. For my team?
Well, it's doing better than my team.
And I want some draft picks.
I get your first round pick, though.
Oh. Okay, fine, but I get your second.
Wow.
I'm going to say Prey Expones and Jar Squatters.
Ooh, so Johnny, what do you think the game of the week was?
It was definitely me knocking off Joe.
Okay, was that the biggest upset of the week, though?
It was the biggest blowout.
Yes, it was the biggest blowout. Definitely, Joe shat the bed on this one. So what's the upset of the week, then?
Probably Nenege over Doug.
All right, Aaron, what's your upset of the week?
I'm going to agree with that one.
All right, Brian?
I'm going to not agree and say Boardman over the Chefs. Can't stop scoring.
I will agree with that, but also I'm going to say Aaron beating me. So week 11 is a
you
big...
You know, Andy. Hey, Andy.
What, Aaron?
Andy, did you know you have never beat me in the regular season?
In the regular season, but you know what matters? It's playoffs, bitch.
Did you know that I am
playoffs, bitch?
Against you now?
That's playoffs? Fine. I got to win a game.
Playoffs? Playoffs?
You want to talk about playoffs?
Andy, Andy, so I got to ask you, those five ass whoopings that I've given you, how does that make you feel?
I don't know. How did that forearm in your asshole feel when I beat you in the playoffs, bitch? That's what matters. Get into the playoffs and fucking win. Guess what? I beat your ass in the playoffs when
Can
it really matters.
Can I ask you something? Are you in the playoffs this year?
Well, I'm going to be. Barely. Barely. It's going to take a miracle, but I figured out how I can make it in the playoffs. So it's not over with yet.
I've got one of them. Let me keep losing.
Yes, I just need to have Brian lose. And yeah, I need a couple other things to go my way, but we'll see what happens. So let's move on to week 11, because week 10, I forgot about it already. So we have Aaron versus Kevin, the Chefs. Myself versus Doug, which is going to be a lock for a win. That's the lock of the week. We have Mike versus Brian, Joe versus Nenege, Tybo versus Obergo, and Peyton versus Palmer. Game of the week. I'm going to say right now, Peyton versus Palmer. Aaron, what do you think?
Hit me last.
Okay. Johnny, what do you got?
I got Aaron versus Kevin.
All right. Brian?
I got DeBears versus Prey Expones.
All right. So, Aaron, what's yours?
This is a cop-out, but every game is the game of the week, and here's why. Because I'm in fourth, Kevin's in fifth, that's a big game. Andy against Doug can decide the playoff fates of both teams. Andy is pretty much out of the playoffs, but he could knock Doug out, or he could give himself a better chance to get in. Mike against Brian, another one. If Mike wins, he'll be 5-0 in his division, which will give him an edge over David Pate. If Brian wins, he's going to be better chance in the playoffs. Joe versus Nenege, number one versus number two team. I mean, what can you say about that? And Ty versus Oberg.
This is the big one.
Whoever wins this game is guaranteed to be in the playoffs, pretty much.
That's why, in all seriousness, I'm rooting for Oberg because I need Ty to be 3-3 in the division.
Yeah. That's that won't put him 3-3 in division because he's facing Oberg.
Oh, my bad. But Anyways, maybe it's next week. But yeah, I need Oberg to win this game, though. So I'm
and then Pate versus Palmer is also another one of those where I don't think Dave Pate has a strong team. I think that Ty Palmer is going to beat him this week.
That's the upset of the week for you then?
I'd say that. But right. I'm just saying every game is huge this week.
Okay. So, Brian, what's your upset of the week?
Aaron called it.
All right. Johnny, what is your upset of the week?
I don't think there will be one. But if there is, it's Andy against Doug.
Who would win?
You.
Okay, so if I win, that's
an upset. And that is an upset.
I hate you guys. All right, so in KSL news, we need to talk about Mike finally breaking his 4-game losing streak. But will he win his division, though? Aaron.
You know what? I think that he's going to at the end because he's going to have the tiebreaker by winning all the divisional games.
Okay, that's a good point. Good point. So, Brian, what do you think?
No.
Okay. And why is that?
Well, first of all, he's got to win.
Right.
Well, he's facing you this week. That's a lock. Well, that's a win.
And then Brian, I will be tied. So I will be 10th. Or no, I'll be 9th. Yeah, I'll be 9th. Yeah, that's right. Bitch. Because once I beat Doug, it'll be game on. So, Johnny, what do you think?
No.
Okay. So, but do you think Kevin's going to come back and win his division?
Yes.
Okay. Brian?
He could.
He could. Aaron?
I think he will.
All right. And are you going to make a run at this, Aaron?
I mean, I'm only one game back. I mean, there's a possibility, but...
We don't care. Brian, what do you think?
No.
Yep. I completely agree. I think Aaron's going to get... he's going to get knocked out. So what do you think, Johnny?
I'm going to get knocked out.
It's going to come down to the last game for Aaron. It's going to be against me.
Okay, it's going to be against you and what now? Because you faded off.
It's going to be against me.
Okay.
And it'll be for second place.
Okay, all right. In the division, of course.
Yeah.
So which of these two will make it in? Doug, Oberg, Brian, or Tybo? Fuck you, Aaron.
Andy, no offense, but you're pretty much on the out looking in. These teams, though, are 4-6. And so two of them are going to make it, two of them aren't.
Yeah,
so which two
all
will make it
in? 4-7 next week, like me.
Which two are going. Andy, that's impossible because Oberg is facing Todd.
Suck it. So here's what's going to happen. Brian and Oberg are going to make it. Just saying.
Ooh, so your prediction is that Doug is going to lose.
I'm going to beat Doug this week.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Brian.
Well, I'm going to take myself out of the mix because what's the point of making the playoffs? I'll throw in there Doug and the other one, whoever you said.
All right, so Aaron, what do you got?
I actually think that Doug has a really good shot, and I think Oberg does too.
Okay, all right, so let's move on to the Elite League. Palmer over Pate, Joe over Chris, myself over Brian, Oberg goes balls deep on Mike, and Aaron gives Doug a reach around. So the game of the week had to have been me over Brian. Brian, what do you think about that?
I agree. It's also the upset of the week.
Yes, it is. So, Oberg, what do you think?
Me over Mike.
All right. What's the upset of the week?
Me over Mike.
Okay, Aaron, what's your game of the week and upset of the week?
My game of the week, it was I beat Doug by less than 2 points, but I agree that Oberg over Mike was an upset.
All right.
And Mike locked a playoff spot.
Yeah, it's funny. Brian and Mike both lost, and they locked a playoff spot.
Yeah, that's complete crap. Oh, well. So, anyways, we have Aaron versus Dave next week, Mike versus Brian, myself versus Palmer, Snyder versus Oberg, Doug versus Chris. I'm going to say the game of the week right now is going to be myself versus Palmer, and the upset is going to be Chris over Doug. Johnny, what do you got?
Really? Really?
Yes.
I have I'm taking a real quick look at it, but I think Mike versus Brian.
Okay. So, Brian, what were you going to say?
Really? Andy, really? It's me and Mike. That's the game of the week. It's for first place in the division.
Okay, all right, fine. It's you and Mike. That's game of the week. Aaron, what do you got?
I agree. Obviously, that is the game. However, though, I do want to point out that Oberg is facing Joe. If Joe wins, he could potentially be third then, and therefore second in the division.
Oh.
Just to throw that out there. Yeah.
I think it'll happen.
Yep,
which, I mean, Oberg's team obviously sucks. I mean, all his teams suck, so that's probably why he'll win.
Now, you know what the best part is? When I beat Skid Marks and, you know, Oberg loses, I'm going to be second. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you also have a shitty division, though, Andy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you suck.
Yeah, so survival and pick'ems?
Yeah, so survival is bullshit because I fucking got eliminated. Nice. Bullshit. Philadelphia. What the hell's going on with them?
Well, didn't you hear what happened?
Philadelphia. I picked Baltimore over Seattle.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll give you that one, Brian.
Andy, did you not hear what happened with Philly and Arizona?
What?
Didn't you hear who called the defensive plays that game?
No.
Kevin Cobb was the defensive coordinator that game. He told the defense for Arizona what plays Philly was calling.
Oh,
I heard about that.
That's awesome. I did not hear that. That is awesome. Oh, man. That is great, dude. Oh, that's a slap in the face. Good job, Kevin Cobb. Thank you, man. That's a great – yeah, that's great, dude. I got to give him credit on that one. That's awesome.
Yeah, yes, it is.
I didn't know that. That's awesome because they have the headset, so why – oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable.
Actually, it's awesome.
Actually, I don't know if it's necessarily awesome, but
I didn't say it that many fucking times, all right? So just get off my ass.
Like, actually, Andy, actually.
Fuck you. So here's what's going on. Doug and Brian are left. Doug has only one strike. Brian has two. I wonder if this is going to go to the playoffs. It'd be very interesting if it does. Good job, Brian. Too bad you you shat the bed on the Baltimore pick, but.
Hey, pick Seattle this week.
Yeah.
I'm on.
Doesn't matter.
So, Andy, let's talk about the pick'ems where Brian's lead has been cut drastically, hasn't it?
Drastically? It's only been tied or 1-point lead.
Yeah. I shat the bed this week on this one. What happened to you, Oberg?
Baltimore lost.
Well, everyone picked Baltimore, so that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't seem to gain any ground.
Well, I think over the next few weeks you'll be able to gain some. You're only five out, and I'm four out. And earlier I was just one out, and now I'm four. So things can fluctuate.
This week could be interesting.
Yes, this could be a very interesting week. Very.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what's going to happen. You know? So, anyways, let's get out of the pick'ems. Let's talk some real NFL news. Should LeBron try out for the NFL because of the NBA lockout? And what position would he play, Aaron?
He'd be a wide receiver, you know, or even potentially a cornerback. You know, I'd see wide receiver, though, more than anything. But I don't know how he would do because he doesn't play. Yeah, he's an athlete and he's very gifted, but he's not a football player. And so I don't think he would do that well.
Aaron?
Yes, my son.
He was an All-American tight end.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Brian, what do you think?
I'm leaning towards tight end if he were to do that.
Okay.
Also,
I don't think he could block, though. That's the one thing I don't think he could do.
No, not block. He'd be like Kellen Winslow, you know, pass-catching tight end or something.
Okay.
Dude, he's 6'9" and like 270 pounds. The dude can fucking block.
Well, I hope he can if he's that big. But I don't know.
But he's also got – I mean, here's the thing, though. His career where he'll make his most money is in the NBA. Him playing in the NFL would be for show, and he would not make any money.
Unreal. Hey, you know what?
Who would sign him to, like, a $5 million contract? Nobody would. He'd get paid, like, base, you know?
Endorsements, friend.
Yeah. What happens if he gets injured?
He's LeBron
for life.
I don't know. So do you guys know what NBA stands for, by the way?
No basketball again.
Exactly. Just came up with that myself. Too bad you read my mind, bastards. So, Johnny, you got to. I got to know, who is the best running, best backup running back?
Hold on. It should be no basketball allowed. That's what NBA stands.
No basketball allowed. There you go. That's a better one.
Okay, yeah. That's better than whatever you came up with.
Well, suck it. So, Johnny, who is the best backup running back in the league?
Michael Bush right now.
Michael Bush. Nice. Brian, what do you think about that?
I am going to go way out on a limb. It's probably a small limb, too. I'm going to say Marion Barber.
As much as I don't want to agree with you, you might be right on this.
What?
Are you asking, like, who has done the most, like, who's been the most productive, who has the most talent? Like, what are you asking?
I think who has the best talent is Marion Barber. I think who actually the best backup is Darren Sproles.
What about Ben Tate?
Ooh, Tate, that's another one, yeah.
I would say probably Sproles. I think Tolbert, though, is also really talented, too. And Tate is very talented, but, you know, a lot of the one yards that he gets, I don't want to call them garbage yards, but, you know, I mean, the Texans are up by 30 points, so it's like, all right, let's all put in our backups. And, you know, he's a good running back, so he's able to run all over them.
Mm-hmm. Those 30-point blowouts have ended with Leinart at QB now.
Well, their season's going to end with Leinart at QB.
No, yeah. That division's locked up already. They already won that.
Yeah, if they win just a couple, yeah, they would definitely. So, Johnny, are the Packers who they thought they were?
No.
Do you think – so you think that they're – do you think they're going to go 16-0?
No. As tough as the Bears are playing right now, I see them losing.
Okay, all right. Brian, what do you think?
I think they'll go 16-0.
What?
You mean 14-2? Aaron, what do you think?
I think that they are going to lose against Detroit. I think they're going to lose against the Bears. And, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, like, you have the Saints and the Falcons who, you know, could have beat them. And, I mean, you know, they had the best shot too. But, you know, the Bears are tough. That's the thing. And, yeah, we are Bears fans. But they trade wins every year. And the Bears are a very different team than when they played them originally. And so I think Christmas Day is going to come around. And I think the Bears are going to be ready for them. They're going to prepare for like 3 weeks for this game. And I believe that the Bears will win.
So I got to ask you, Brian, what do you think about that BS with Stafford and DJ Moore and only DJ Moore getting ejected?
That was bullshit. He ripped his helmet off just about almost like Sue style.
Yeah, my thing was the fact that. Okay, what Stafford did, I mean, you know, like they said, there's two things that NFL players will be ticked off if you do to them. One is if you go for their head or go for their neck, and number two, if you go for the knees. And he went for the head.
And dragged him and threw him down.
Yeah, and Stafford should have let it go, but the fact that they didn't inject both Stafford and DJ Moore, I thought was ridiculous. I thought that
played I don't think DJ Moore should have been ejected. They should maybe both be fined, but...
I disagree. I think they should.
Unless, or they eject both, right?
Yeah, I think both should have been ejected. Not one or the other, but both of them should have been ejected. But
Stafford just wanted to see DJ Moore's haircut.
He's like, I heard you had a sweet haircut, dude. Let me rip this off.
What about Sue's tackle on Cutler?
I thought that was ridiculous. He pushes him. Two-hand push. After the play is way over, Cutler goes down. Nothing. No call whatsoever. It's like, I didn't see that happen.
Well, he ripped his helmet off. Ripped it off. Grabbed it and ripped it off.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. That play. Okay. Yeah, that was kind of ridiculous because...
And he didn't get a penalty on that.
Yeah, it should have been unsportsmanlike conduct, 15 yards. That's what it should have been.
What about Lance Briggs' hit on Calvin Johnson?
You see that he's not.
That was legal.
Did you see that he's not getting fined, by the way? Because it wasn't a defenseless receiver. It wasn't helmet to helmet. It was shoulder pad. He knocked his ass out, is what happened. It was a clean hit. The fact they called that, I thought was ridiculous.
Hello?
Hello? Johnny? Yeah. We hear you, Johnny.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you. But yeah, I thought that's.
You know, can I just bring something up real quick though that I really want to talk about?
Okay, Aaron.
I know that you know we're talking fantasy football and NFL, but with the NBA lockout going on right now, obviously football is going to be more popular, and so is hockey once football is over. But has anybody thought about bringing back slam ball and having the NBA players play in that?
That would be awesome. That would be awesome, dude. I'd love to see slam ball back.
Oh. Yay.
Really? Take a look at this. That's all I got to say. But slam ball coming back would be freaking awesome.
Yay.
And the only reason that Oberg even says that is because he has no idea what slam ball is.
Do you not know what slam ball is, dude? Slam, dude.
I'm watching slam ball right now.
Dude, slam ball is the bomb, man. It's like NBA Jam.
You know what? He's right.
It's just like NBA Jam.
Flagrant foul.
Well, see, that's the thing. You can check people also. So you can take a run and slam them against the glass. That's awesome. How cool is that? You know, and there's awesome injuries. Like I saw a guy, you know, his bone came out of his leg. It was awesome. It was awesome. But yeah, that's right, Aaron. Aaron, you made a very good point. Slam ball. That is the shit.
Dude, if they brought that back, I mean, seriously, think about that. Like being able to watch LeBron James go for, you know, those types of dunks. Be nice.
He's on seriously, fire. Aaron?
Seriously?
I'd rather see him do that than be a tight end.
You don't want to grab his tight end.
Well, duh.
Well, yeah. Because you're that type of guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, Aaron, you finally got a job that doesn't involve sticking stuff in your mouth?
No, I still don't have one that doesn't involve that.
Oh, my bad. So, Aaron, I was hoping that you would actually cut your hair. Oh, Aaron, you got now. This is completely has nothing to do with fantasy football, but you said that you're going to get waxed. Is that right?
I never said that.
Oh, I thought you said you'd get waxed and you let Johnny and myself do it.
Andy, do you not remember the conversation that we had? What I told you is that I think it would be funny if I paid for you to get a Brazilian done.
No, you said you would get it done.
No, I didn't.
And you let me and Oberg do it. And I was like, okay, but you got to put it on your own shaft, but I'm going to rip off. But I'm basically going to get a running start and rip it off.
Okay. With your teeth?
Not with my teeth.
That wouldn't surprise me because I know my brother.
Mm-hmm. But I thought, because my wife wants me to shave my beard, so I'm like, well, how about you just wax it off?
Oh, my God, Andy. Are you fucking stupid?
I know. I don't want to lose it either.
Is that true or false?
That's true. I said I would wax it.
You are stupid.
Well, I'm not going to. I'm just going to shave it. That's going to suck.
Andy, you know what? You need to keep it. I mean, it's cold outside, you know?
I know. That's the thing, but she's...
It's cold outside.
Andy, I don't know if you knew this or not, but, I mean, the weather outside, it's pretty frightful.
Yeah,
and
but
the fire... It's pretty delightful.
I want to get some love.
You know, and here's the thing, Andy. Because we have no place to go, I think we should let it snow. Let it snow.
Go fuck yourself.
Let it snow.
So, Oberg, are you going to be back for Christmas?
I think so.
Are you going to be back while I'm back?
I'm going to try.
Come on, dude. You got to watch the Bears game. My parents' place. We got some pork patties. Oh, by the way, we're cooking my dad. I got to cook my dad a steak. They're playing Seattle. Easy win. Should be awesome. So anyways,
yeah.
So let's go ahead and end the show. I want to thank B-Rye, J-O, and AP for coming on the show. Also want to thank HostGator.
Why would you want to do that, Andy, when no one listens to the show is going to fucking use HostGator?
Well, they should if they want to. Use the coupon code Section 86. And I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions because they are both awesome.
Why are you thinking both? You do both, so just think one.
They're both awesome. So for B-Rye, for Johnny, and for AP, I'm Andrew, and we'll see you on the gridiron.
You didn't ask if any of us had anything to add.
Yeah,
do you have something to add?
I won't.
that's how the show ends.